Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Dang it, I'm a real boy.
And Rebecca is trying to tell me I'm not human. She started this yesterday. And again, your premise for questioning if I am a human being or not is what?
I would say your passion for AI is a little conspicuous. You're very enthusiastic, which I think is great, but I've become just a little bit suspicious because I'm not so sure if it is just true excitement or if it's orders.
I think it's a great working tool. I think it helps us. I don't think it's going to replace humans, and I think that if you are scared by it and you're not using it, you are putting your company at a disadvantage. So that's why I send you guys all the AI stuff that can help us in marketing. But you think these are marching orders.
It might be orders from your Android leaders.
Okay. You are so pushing the AI agenda.
Today, we're going to confirm whether or not Bert is a real boy, as he said, or Cybert.
Cybert.
That's good.
I love it.
And I'm about to be exposed. Okay.
So with his consent, I ran a Turing test on him. And if you don't know, the Turing test is a test by a tragic scientist who, by the way, like the saddest life ever in the 1940s. He should have been at the club, but instead he was making these weird tests about AI, which to my knowledge was not really even invented yet. But the test is conducted between an interrogator, a human being, and a robot.
Okay.
I am the interrogator. ChatGPT is the robot, and Bert is the alleged human.
All right. So she sent me a bunch of these questions yesterday in an email that I didn't even see until about 6:30. And thank God you sent in a text message because my day was over. I mean, I had spent three straight hours in meetings. Kristen was in the meetings also, and my day was done. And then this came in, and I'm like, okay, let's go. Here we go.
So I fed four questions to both Bert and ChatGPT, and Bert would fail if the testers and the interrogators cannot determine by the answer which player is the human and which player is the computer.
Okay.
So I fed some characteristics about Bert to ChatGPT, so ChatGPT could pretend to be Bert. I said to it, please pretend to be a longtime male, successful host of a morning show, briefly college educated, who is very fond of AI named BertBot as I ask you these following questions. Okay. It answered,
got it. Fire away with your questions, and I'll answer in character as BertBot.
Okay. So I fed Bert Bot and Bert Proper these four questions, and the results were honestly kind of scary. Okay. Like, I actually was like a little bit frightened.
So you're going to tell us, you're going to read the question and give both responses, and we have to determine which one is the real Bert.
I'm going to play I will tell you the questions and I'll play the answers, and each of you will have to decide which of the answers came from Bert and which of the answers came from Bert Bot.
Okay.
If Bert Bot is able to trick you, then Bert will officially no longer be any different than a robot.
Okay.
Kristen, the first question is for you.
Okay.
I asked the participants, describe yourself using only colors and shapes.
Okay.
Participant one answered with this.
I am a bright blue circle inside a gray square.
Participant two said,
I am a rigidly shaped blue square.
Which answer came from Bert?
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
That's tough.
Right?
I didn't know it was going to be that hard.
I kind of want to hear him again now.
I am a bright blue circle inside a gray square. I am a rigidly shaped blue square.
He's not a rigid. I'm going to say the real Bert said the first one. Bert Bot said the second one.
Participant one?
Yes.
Was AI.
No!
I am the rigid blue square.
You are not a rigid blue square.
It's just the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, all right.
All right, first one for the robots.
You are going to so be Cybert by the time this is over.
Cassie, am I right in saying you are an English literature major at Emory?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is perfect because I have some poetry for you. I asked the participants to write a short haiku about doing radio. Here is the first piece.
In the misty air, words dance through waves of chatter. Morning show host shines.
And here is the second.
Radio is on. Talking, gossip, fun all day. Morning starts this way.
Which was written by Bert.
Definitely number two.
Number two was AI.
What?
Oh, yo. Hey,
yo.
Okay, then I have to give Bert props because that was actually a lovely haiku.
Well, thank you. It was generated by ChatGPT.
Oh,
it was too late in the day, man. There was no way.
Wow.
Okay, the third question I got a little deeper. I asked, do you think machines will ever truly understand human emotions? Here's what participant one said.
Yes. Robots will adapt over time and not only understand human emotions, but have deeper, more connected relationships when they understand the user.
And here's what participant two said.
AI might get better at recognizing emotions, but it will never truly understand them like humans do.
Mo, which is Bert's real opinion?
I feel like it's so much on the line.
It really is.
I think Bert is participant number two.
Participant number two is AI.
That is true.
I want to pick that one too.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be easy.
What? I'm afraid. Nah.
And that was not AI generated. The rest of them are authentic, man.
Oh, my God.
Save us, Abby.
What?
You did not see this coming, did you, Rebecca?
I did not know it was going to go this way. This is crazy.
All right, Abby, you have to save Cybert. Are you pranking us?
No.
This has to be a prank.
No, this is not, I swear.
This is the clincher. I asked, what does it mean to be real? Here's the first answer.
To be the most genuine, authentic, and not artificial version of yourself.
Second answer.
To be the absolute authentic version of yourself based on one's definition of self.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's what I've noticed. After seeing everyone's answer, we're all choosing the one that sounds the most human, but it sounds like the AI knows how to sound human now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I need to choose the most AI sounding one, and that's going to be the Bert one. The second one to me sounded the most AI, so I'm going to say that's Bert. So I'm going to say AI is number one and Bert is number two.
Participant number two was Bert.
Yes!
You're so only three-fourths robot.
Only three-fourths robot.
That was so creepy.
And the last answers were very, very similar.
Oh, yeah. That was so frightening how similar the answers were once I fed everything to it.
Even the color blue, like, just popping up in the first one.
Yes.
All right, it's official. You got to trade in your Bronco. You're driving a Cybert truck.
It's too bad that I had my therapy session yesterday. What I really need for is today.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It has become a Bert Show Christmas time tradition, breaking and entering. And what I love about breaking and entering is it is the true spirit of Christmas, because you are giving in such an altruistic way that you are never going to be thanked by the family that we are helping, right? You're probably not going to be walking down the street, and you're for sure not going to know this person, and they're not going to know you. So when you help them out and you embrace this family, you're not going to get a thanks. And to me, that is what the Christmas spirit is all about.
Yeah, everything is kept anonymous. That's how we do it every single year. So we have somebody lovely in studio that we are only going to refer to as Grandma.
And
we are not going to reveal our sources.
No.
Never.
And this one is very tiered. We try to find a family each and every year that can really use a break. And as you look around, especially around Christmas time, there are many, many families that are really having a very tough time. You know, it's not like Hollywood where everybody's together and everybody's having a great time. There are a lot of families that are struggling, and this family really could use a break this year. And this is the year that we would like to break into grandma's daughter's house and completely change their home, break, enter, and bring everything that this family needs. So before we even get into that part of it, Grandma, why don't you tell us about your daughter and the family and the circumstance that brings you into the studio today?
My daughter is a single mother of two little boys, ages 12 and 7. I only started with our family maybe 2012 when my oldest grandson was born. He was born with a heart defect. When he was maybe 5 days old, he had his first open heart surgery, and it was rough for me and my daughter. You know, up all night, just at the hospital, just waiting. And he pulled through and stayed in the hospital maybe 2 months. When he turned maybe 6 months or 7 months, he caught a virus called the rhinovirus, and it was really bad for him and with his heart, and had to go back in the hospital, stay in there maybe 3 more months. So it was kind of hard for us. When he turned 1, he had another heart surgery. The blood wasn't flowing like it's supposed to be, and it was just taking a toll on our family. So maybe when he turned 6, they did another procedure, and that was fine. And the last procedure he had when he was 10, and it was a week before Christmas, he coded. And we thought we lost him, but great doctors over at Eggleston, they reviving, and he's safe, and he's here now, and he's doing great. On Christmas Day, his mother, which is my daughter, she had a mild heart attack from all the stress, and she's been out of work since then. I've been the sole provider for the family, for me and my daughter, you know, taking care of all the responsibilities as far as paying bills and making sure that my grandkids have clothes and shoes and food on the table. And it's been hard because I can't get the things they want, but I did get the things that my money could afford to buy. So it's been kind of rough. Then we had another rough patch. 2023, my daughter, she caught COVID, and we both had COVID at the same time, and my symptoms wasn't as bad. We both vaccinated and we caught COVID somehow, but I took mine pretty well. But my daughter, is just her body wasn't responding well, so she finally had the courage to go to the emergency room. There admitted her. She was in ICU maybe about 3 days. They got her breathing under control, and just when they getting ready to discharge her, they did, and we had probably hadn't left out the parking lot. They like, she needs to come back in immediately. So we went back in, they brought us in this room, and I'm like, I'm not going to this room, and because I know what this room means. Mm-hmm. So my daughter says, okay, Mama, maybe it's just trying to go with my lab work. And to find out she had stage 3 stomach cancer.
Oh, God.
And then just broke me down. Now I end up in the hospital because I have a heart disease, which is called AFib. I went into AFib. So I was immediately put in the hospital, and she was as well. So we was concerned about the kids. Who was going to get the kids? So my son, he came and got the boys, but only was there for 3 days. But my daughter stayed longer because they was trying to do the chemo, and the chemo rejected her body. So they tried another chemo. That chemo rejected her body. So she was like, well, just go ahead and discharge me. So I said, we're going to try you on some chemo pills. So she's been taking the chemo pills. It was stage 3. Now it's aggressed to stage 4 stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. So they've been talking to us about going into hospice. And I left out the room, and I just told them, no, my daughter's not going to leave me. No, because if she leave me, what I'm going to do, you know? Her boys need her. I need her because she's my everything. I do anything for her. So she's like, Mom, I'm not going into hospice. And I said, we're going to be okay. So I spent this past Thanksgiving with them, and we, you know, the boys enjoyed the dinner, and they got to saying, Grandma, are you going to be there for Christmas this year? I said, we working on something. I said, it may not be you guys what you want. They said, well, this year we have to share toys, because every year I literally have to buy one toy, and they would have to share it, because with the money, it's just not there for us. So I told them, I said, I would try to get you toys apiece. You know, you won't have to share, because the 12 years old, he's getting older. He's like, I don't play with toys anymore. And so I just told him, Grandma going to do the best we can. I said, Grandma is going to pay your rent, and we're going to see what we have left over.
Yeah, here's the thing is that kids just expect Santa to come around. And in a lot of cases, Santa can't make it. And they don't know the ripple effect of what the parents are trying to do to make sure Santa is flagged down for their home, right? Mm-hmm. So you got a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, and you and your daughter, who's a single mom, are trying to take care of these kids all by yourself, and it's just one thing after the other. And, you know, we've got a lot of families that we try to take care of, and the one reoccurring thing always seems to be is that doctors don't know what God knows, right? So we can hope and pray for the best. But as science looks at it right now, this could very well be, although I'm sure you don't want to think about this, but you had to let these thoughts crawl into your head, this very well could be her last Christmas with her kids.
Yes. It could be her last Christmas with her kids. And that's why I'm trying to spend as much time I can with my daughter. You know, and the kids, you know, we haven't really sat down and told them, you know, about what's going on, but they do know that they're aware that their mom is sick.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, I lost my fiance.
This Saturday, you lost your fiance?
I'm so sorry.
And there was their papa, and we sat down and told them he had lung cancer, and he was just diagnosed with it in August, on his birthday, August the 4th. And he just passed on Saturday, and he was mainly helping me with my grandboys, making sure they try to get the thing that they need. And now he's not here, so I'm dealing with that. And I don't know what else to do.
Well, you came to the right place, because we're going to do what we can to make this Christmas the best for your boys and your daughter. But first and foremost, I just, from like mom to mom, I'm so sorry you're going through this. Because you never want to see your child hurt or see your child sick. But I think you as a grandma and as a mom being here right now, we're going to ensure that they have the most memorable Christmas this year. Okay? That's our goal. So thank you so much for sharing. I know how difficult that had to have been. But now I think we really want to focus on what your daughter needs and what those kids need so we can fulfill this wish list and give them the most magical Christmas.
So here's what we're doing this year. We have teamed up with Purposity, and it's a really amazing nonprofit platform, and it's designed to connect people with a purpose to those in need with their community, right? So think of it almost as an Amazon wish list, except this is a nonprofit. So we are putting together this wish list for you and your family. So tell us some of those things that you have on that wish list. And I can almost assure, we have such an amazing giving community that if we ask them to just go to the website, go to the app and donate there, I think it's going to be a pretty special Christmas for you guys. So what exactly is it that you want for the 7-year-old, for the 12-year-old? If you had a real true wish list and there was just a little something in it for you and for your daughter, what would be on that list?
It's mainly about my grandboys. Mm-hmm. They've been asking for a PlayStation 5 and a TV. And my daughter has been asking. She just want to get a makeover. She haven't had a makeover in so long. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mom, I just wanted for us to get a makeover. I said, no, you can get a makeover. We'll make sure you get a makeover. She just want a makeover. She just want to make sure her kids are happy. And they just asked for the 7-year-old. He's into those plush toys, them stuffed animals.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you, I don't know. What is a toilet man plushie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I've never heard of it either.
I have no idea. That's something he was telling me.
Yeah.
And I got to Googling it. I couldn't find it. I don't know.
Well, the good news is you don't have to worry about putting the list together because Purposity has done it. So when you go on to purposity.com/@TheBurtShow, you're going to join our Burt Show team. And you can sign up and you can choose any of these items to donate. And so it's like this is getting donated in your name. So, for instance, for our 7-year-old, actually both boys asked for a toilet man plushie. That'll be on there. And they want laser tag guns with vests so the two of them can play laser tag together, which I think is incredible. They both need some tablets. The 7-year-old wants an Air Hogs zero gravity RC remote controlled car. He's also into National Geographic marble run and a soccer ball and a magic set. So all that'll be on there for him. And then the 12-year-old, He has a fascination with the Titanic.
Yes, he loved Titanic. We watched that movie on Thanksgiving maybe twice.
Wow.
It's a long movie.
Yes, yeah. A long movie. He loved the Titanic.
That's 9 hours out of your day right there. Watch that thing twice.
We started that night before of Thanksgiving, and we watched it all day. I said, let's find some nice. He said, no, Grandma. I said, this movie's too long. So he's fascinated with the Titanic.
Grandma, so, we like to do things big around here. So I'm taking a look at this list, and I'm going to tell our Burt Show loving community that there is a lot of stuff on this list. My hope and my dream is that we get everything covered for you guys. I mean, this may well be your daughter's last Christmas with her kids. So I am trying to envision now her walking into the house, or if we got to set it up at hospice, we'll set it up at hospice, right? And just one thing after the other being paraded in here. And all of these toys, the toilet man, we can't forget them. The Roblox digital gift, maybe. The clothing, the shoes. There's a lot of electronics on here. iPad, the Titanic board game, Titanic themed lights. Look, there's twin bedding and decor on here also. You don't have sheets in the house?
No, they barely,
Wow.
So we're going to get the kids some new bedding. But I say you guys, we're all going to combine efforts here. And then something else, like the decorations are going to be on there because we're going to do the tree, the lights, the trimmings. We're going to wrap all the gifts for the kids to unwrap. We're also going to make sure that fridge is stocked. So there's Instacart grocery gift cards on there because we want to make sure they have their favorite foods. I also see like an Uber gift card on here. So I'm thinking there's like some visits to the hospital or maybe some trucks to the hospital that we could help out with as well.
Yes.
Okay. And then this one touched my soul, but one of the books that your daughter is asking for is Tell Me Your Life Story, Mom, A Mother's Guided Journal, a memory keepsake box for the boys, which I think is really sweet.
That's an important one.
And it speaks volumes right there. What kind of mom this is, that she wants to make sure her boys remember her in the most beautiful light, which they will.
Your strength is so inspiring. I just want you to know that. Just listening to your story and how you've held your head all of this time and you're doing what you got to do for your family is extremely touching.
Yes, thank you. I have to. No one else is going to do what Grandma would do.
And nobody else is going to do what the Burt Show community is going to do.
The only thing I don't see on here, Grandma, is anything on here for you. So if we are putting a wish list together, and I know you come last all the time, and this might be the toughest question I'm asking you today, besides a makeover, is there anything that we can provide for you?
All I wanted for Christmas was a Nike jogging suit and some Nike shoes. I haven't bought me no shoes in 2 years.
Oh, okay.
All right. Wow. All right, Grandma, what size you wear?
A 10.
All right. Nike 10s and a Nike tracksuit. Santa's going to add that to the list.
So here's a family that could really be touched by, you know, I know it kind of sounds cheesy, the spirit of Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is a family that really needs it. You got a single mom and you got Grandma that's going through her own things with her fiance, and she's going through this with her own child also, just trying to provide whatever she can for her grandkids. So if you guys can help out, I could tell you what the link is. You're not going to remember it. So I'm just going to tell you to go to TheBurtShow.com, and we have a link right on over to Purposity, and you could check out that checklist. You can buy one thing, you could buy four things if you'd like, but I assure you that we will put this list together and we will get the items, as many as we get, and we will have a magical day lined up for you and your daughter and her kids and your grandkids, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate you coming in
Thank
here and
you.
Sharing your story. And
you're welcome.
I think we all feel the same way Mo said, is your strength is absolutely incredible. I don't even know how you're walking. Seriously.
She's like, I'll be walking better if you get me those Nikes.
Yeah. We got you on those. In fact, you know what? I'm going to pick those ones up. So that's for sure, okay?
And again, her daughter and her grandkids are never going to know who did this. We're going to work together with Grandma and get them out of the house, and our elves are going to swoop in and set everything up, and then poof, be gone, and then they're going to come home and they're just going to be just smacked in the face with as much love as possible.
You have to help us with this magic, though. You can't tell them where it came from.
No,
you can't tell them.
I haven't told them anything.
Okay, nothing. Even afterwards, when they're like, hey, where did this come from? We want the 7-year-old and the 12-year-old and your daughter to really, truly feel like magic. So you got to make a promise. You never tell them where it comes from, okay?
I just told her I want to put their favorite restaurant. They haven't been in probably about a year. They love Mexican food.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my goodness. They love Mexican food. I said, we're going to make a trip to the Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
That's the best way to get him out of the house. You know, a little cheese dip will get me out of the house every single time, so I get it.
All right, once again, you can help out one item, two items, as many as you can. If we could just do this one at a time, we can get this entire list done and create a magical Christmas day for this family. Just go to thebertshow.com for our breaking and entering. Thank you for coming in here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you.
It's the Bert Show. All right, if you're just hanging out this morning, you're not exactly sure what's going on. We've got a family that we're really trying to help out this morning that really needs it badly. She's got a daughter that has cancer. It's in stage four. We're not real sure her daughter is going to be around for another Christmas. And this family needs just about everything. And we're asking you guys to go online where we have teamed up with Perposity. And you can check out the Amazon wish list type list, and you can buy whatever you'd like, and we really like to provide an amazing Christmas for them and then surprise them in their own home with all of these items. Good morning, Bert. You're on the Bert Show.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much, and I'm really old. I think I'm the oldest person, well, maybe not, in your audience.
We take them old and young, baby.
Yeah, we have a 94-year-old. You older than 94?
Oh, no, not that old, okay, but getting up there.
I just said that because I just didn't want you to feel bad.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You have to respect your elders.
Yes, never. Of course.
So I was wondering if there's a way to give the family money. The person that I talked to, the phone screener, said, you know, it's obviously needs to be very anonymous, but I would love to donate money for the rent and that kind of thing, because it sounds like they're going to need it.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure. It's such a fine line here. The rules have changed over the years with getting financial donations for families and actually even doing this list where you guys go on. There's a whole bunch of legal things, and I'm not sure what we're allowed to do and what not, but Tommy here might.
Yeah, if you go to thebertshow.com, you can click on Breaking and Entering Christmas there, and there's some instructions there. And under number four, it says Give More. And that's an opportunity where if you don't want to buy a specific thing, or if you want, like one of the things the boys want is a PlayStation 5, and we all know how expensive that is. And if you can't afford that and you want to give money towards that, you can do that through the Give More thing. Just go to the website, read it, check it out. It's very easy.
Oh, cool.
And also your money can go to, you know, gift cards for the family for various things, whether it be Uber rides or groceries or what have you.
Okay, Mert, does that make sense?
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, thank you all so much. Love you.
Thanks so much for listening, even though we're not on an AM radio station and you're old and stuff. it's so complicated now. It used to be a time in radio where we could come on here, and we did this for 20 years, where we just say, hey, if family needs this, will you give us this? And now the laws have changed, and corporate has gotten sort of, they have to be really careful on how we're distributing cash and stuff like that, so we are sort of going around the system.
It's because the company had gotten scammed numerous times. And so to prevent that, because unfortunately there are people out there who take advantage of people, and this family has been vetted, and that's why we're going through Perposity. But I just went to the website, thebertshow.com. I clicked on the link. You join our team, the Bert Show team, and then you can scroll through. The items are there. The Perposity wish list is there that you can choose an item that speaks to your heart that you want to give to the family. Or like Tommy just said, you click Give More and you can give money to the family to help out with bills or with rent.
And we know it's 100% legit. Look, I got scammed 20 years ago on this show.
Maybe you're the reason why this is so hard now.
We had a woman that called up and said that she had cancer, and me and my ex-wife went out there and we planted flowers because she was in her bed and it was the last thing she was going to see before she passed away. And we did a fundraiser and then we had a major stand-up comedian came in and heard the story also. Gave her $10,000, and then we found out later it was all a scam. So that's why we're doing stuff like this again, because it's happening all over the country. Good morning, Angela. You were on the Bert Show.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you.
Listening to the family, I'm a realtor and I do fall photos for my clients. I'm a professional photographer. I would love when they have their makeover if my photographer could take photos of them as a keepsake.
That would
maybe their last Christmas, something special for the boys.
I think a photo shoot with the family, that would be perfection, Angela. That's a great idea.
That would be fantastic. Tommy, how do we handle something like that? Same way through the website or Proposity?
Well, you in your case, you just hang on for us and we'll get your info and I'll hook it up.
Okay. I appreciate all the calls that are coming in and the emails that are already coming in also. The best way to find out exactly how to help this family is just go to the website. And that is thebertshow.com. Again, we're trying to create this atmosphere where they'll be surprised. They will come home one day and they will open up the door. Mom will go, what has happened? It will be a winter wonderland of presents for her and her kids. Because at this point, they think they have nothing coming, that Santa isn't going to make it to the house. And they will be shocked if we can help them out. So go to the website, thebertshow.com. You can't miss breaking and entering.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, before we go forward, let's go backwards for just one second. Now, Chocolate Rain, our intern, isn't here this morning. And yesterday he came on with us, and he was telling us that he had this dance lesson, and he ended up partnering and asking a woman to dance at a Latina club the other night.
No, it's on Georgia Tech's campus.
Oh, that's right. It was on Georgia Tech's campus.
It's like a social club, because he likes to do... He's our intern Ethan is an onion. He's got many layers, and one of them is he likes to salsa dance and do the bachata.
Yep.
And he was doing that at a social club on Georgia Tech.
So he gets out on the dance floor, and he starts dancing with a woman, and he is feeling it. They have chemistry. His hips are going right. Hers are going left. They're looking at each other in the eyes, and he can feel it. But then at the end of the dance, bro, he just walks one way. She goes the other. Even though they have this great chemistry, he just lets her go.
He asked her for a rating first. Don't forget that.
That's
part.
Right.
How did I do?
How many stars are you giving me for this dance, right?
And it was so dark. Like, he didn't even really know what she looked like. Didn't get her name. Like, got nothing.
But we did get a picture of her. Now, in describing her, I didn't think that we would get a whole bunch of people hitting us up yesterday saying, yeah, I know exactly who she is. But we did have a picture of her. So we didn't post it yesterday because we had to blur out faces and stuff like that. So we don't know who she is yet. We do know that her first name is Lucy. We do know that now, that her first name is Lucy. And we have a picture of her that we will put up on social media. So with any luck at all, tomorrow morning when we come in here, one of you guys will identify her that's listening and go, all right, we can hook up Chocolate Rain with Lucy.
Yeah, because I know a lot of DJs that host these events will have people come out to their events.
Ringers.
And dance.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to DJ Michael Reyna, and I asked him, does he know this girl? And I sent him the picture, and he hit me back, and sure enough, he said, her name's Lucy, don't know her last name, but he tried to go on her socials, but evidently she's wiped her socials. But last night, he was having another event. How do you say B-A-C-H-A? Bacha?
Bacha.
Bacha Tuesday?
Bacha? I think it's Bacha.
Bacha Tuesday. They had Bacha Tuesday last night. And he said if she was going to be there, he was going to talk to her. So I hope to hear back from him today.
DJ Baby Drew hit me yesterday also, who works a lot of the clubs. He's like, I think I might know who this is. So he was working on it also.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
She's big in the DJ community.
Yeah. Okay. So within the next 24 hours, we may have a fit here.
All right.
Moving on here to Mikey. It is official. It is time for a celebration.
Done, did it. It's been done. The deal is done. Me and my lady have procured an apartment.
Woo!
Hey, congrats, man. That's
moving great. Out of your parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Moving on up. So a couple weeks ago, you guys brought in some apartments that you thought that I could live in. Some good, some bad. I don't know if I'd like to live in the one that Mo brought. I think I might be dead in a couple nights.
I tried to save you some money, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So we ran out of time during that segment, but I want you to know that I had three set up for you, and they all had sort of the same theme. I don't want to call them out, but I just want to give you the descriptions of the three that I had chosen for you based on your budget, okay?
Okay.
The initials of the first one were BF, and the review says, the management of this property has failed to engage engage in sufficient maintenance to improve the property for nearly a decade. All right, that was the first one.
Okay.
Based on your budget. The second one starts with a F and a G. Apartments are especially violent and have been a location of armed home invasions and drive-by shootings. Based on your budget. And the third one was FC, condemned after decades of substandard living conditions, including roach and vermin infestations and multiple shootings.
Hey, man, you don't have to go to the lowest rated places.
Based on your budget.
Beggars can't be choosers, bro.
Well, I'd like for you guys to guess where I'm moving. Not the apartment, just the part of town.
You and I have discussed this, so I already know.
Oh, okay.
Well, you said you, because you wanted, your girlfriend wants to be close to work, because you were looking in the Smyrna Vinings area and somewhere near the Battery. So yeah. I'm going to say that you're going to end up in Vinings.
I was going to say more expensive. I don't know, actually. I have no idea the prices, but.
I think it's probably more expensive where you're at. You guys got a guess?
Oh, I already know where he's moving.
Okay.
This is the only part of town I know.
Sandy Springs. Unless it's Glenridge Connector, he has no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm living in Fancy Town, apparently. I'm moving to the heart of Midtown.
Okay.
Oh,
man, you talk about a fish out of water.
Yeah. I'm rich and I'm a city boy.
From Milledgeville to your parents' house to Midtown.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a dumpster next.
Now, for those that don't know Milledgeville, explain exactly what that community looks like compared to the community that you will be moving into in Midtown.
Well, it's a beautiful town, but there's local wise, it's a lot of Mad Dog going around, if that tells you anything.
Is there a Dollar General about every 100 yards?
Oh, yeah. They compete across the street from each other.
Well, you have Dollar Tree going against Dollar General.
Right. And nothing is a dollar in either one anymore.
That's the truth, right?
So is this a place you wanted, or is this a place your girlfriend wanted?
I'm going to be honest. This might make me sound bad. I did zero footwork on any of this. I just went to the tours with her. She did all the research, because she's been dying to get out of her house. I'm chilling wherever, but she's dying to get out. She did all the work. She found an incredible price for a great place, actually. And Jackson, one of the producers here, he lived there for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And he loved it.
He survived.
No, he survived. So, I don't know. It looks secure to me.
How are you guys affording? Is it a one-bedroom, two-bedroom
studio? One-bedroom.
One-bedroom in Midtown. I imagine that would be pretty expensive. What do we got going on here? About how much?
Should I say numbers?
About, yeah.
13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
reasonable.
Okay.
That's in your budget.
You're not going to, you can't find a place that'll beat that in Midtown.
But.
What?
Does it have a microwave?
Yes.
Okay.
It has a microwave. Yes, it does. I got a balcony. I got a microwave. I got a living room. I got a, front door.
Why did you hesitate?
I couldn't remember what it looked like.
That's pretty important.
It's
bro.
Like a doggy door you have to crawl through.
Well, I have to scale the balcony. Hey. I am squatting, but
for $1,300, man, I don't care if it comes with a doggy door. Use it. So, are you more concerned about the area of town or actually moving in with somebody for the very first time? Because that's complicated.
It's both, but right now my biggest anxiety is just like living in the big city. I feel like, I don't know, I'm excited about it, but then I realize whenever I go there, I'm like, I'm always, what do you call it, sensory overloaded. Mm-hmm. So I hope there's like an adjustment period where it gets easier, but I don't know, what if I'm just overloaded all the time?
So when I was living in Swanee and then moved to Johns Creek and then came back to Sandy Springs, I did notice one major thing between outside and inside the perimeter. Do you have a truck?
No.
Okay, you have a car.
He's got a tiny car.
Okay, then you'll be fine. Because trucks, when you go to underground parking outside the perimeter, they're like 8.5, 9 feet. You're good to go, man. But inside the perimeter, Midtown, downtown, you got about 6'2", man, and that's it. And that will really keep you from parking in garages.
I'm excited about it. I don't want to sound like I'm not excited about it. I'm going to be living right next to Jackson, my sister. I got friends up there. Beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful time, but there is going to have to be another segment soon my girlfriend wants a dog desperately, and I think it's a really bad idea.
Ooh. Okay, right. We will circle around on that one tomorrow. And she a big dog lover or small dog?
Small dog.
Small, but no. Still,
it's like, I don't know if this is the best time for it.
Yeah.
Lose all my freedom immediately.
Yep.
Look, yeah. She's changing already, man. She's going to get one of those purses where you can put the dog in it and walk around midtown. Who is this woman?
And you got to walk around with
it. Yeah,
as long as I don't have to carry the purse.
That's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Realize this the other day, that if TikTok or Instagram was around when I was like a high school senior, that watching a video like this might have completely and totally changed my mind. And I'm thinking about playing it and suggesting it to my now 17-year-old. I don't think his mom would be happy with this suggestion, so I'd have to run it by her before I even talk to him about it. But this one hit me right in the soul, especially if you listen to the show, you know how much my passion is traveling.
You always say that you're going to send your kids to travel the world.
As soon as they're done high school, they're not going to university.
Everybody gets right into life and you haven't lived yet. When's the best time to go do that? When you have no external responsibilities. Say goodbye to your friends, get on a plane, go. Well, I don't have the money to do it. Figure it out. Go there, work for somebody, clean floors, pick apples. Some people are like, I don't know anybody. How would I do it? People do this all the time. Just go to the country, land, start talking to people. You'd be surprised how helpful people are, how kind they are, how inviting they are. It's going to force you to talk to people. Some people don't even know how to talk to another human. That's probably a good skill to learn. And just watch how big this world is. I mean, nothing expanded my mind more than traveling the world.
Is there anybody that did that? 1-855-BIRCHO. So that's Dan Martell on Instagram. And here's what I love about it so much is that I feel like my kid now at 17 years old is going into the cliches, right? Like when you're done with high school, you're going to college. It was just kind of a foregone conclusion. And I'm not even sure we even had the talk with him. Like, it's not even an option. And it should be. I wish I would have done that. My career probably wouldn't be where it is right now because I started in radio when I was a junior in high school. So it probably would have stunted it in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, older now, I realize like that opportunity to travel with less responsibility and see the world, it's so small in your life and you get so much out of traveling and seeing other cultures. And I think in this country, we are taught at a very young age, America's the best, America's the best, everybody else sucks, we're the best. And when you travel a little bit, you're like, you know what? Maybe this country has it a little more right than we do in this one area. And it opens you up to different cultures and different foods. And what Dan here is saying also is like, don't give him a full ride. My idea would be give him just enough to get him to a couple of different countries to where he'd have to work when he gets there.
Am I a pessimist for thinking what he's saying is easier said than done?
100%. You're not a pessimist, I think. Yeah, you're right on track.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that it's a lovely sentiment, and I think that, yeah, that would be great, but I think for a lot of people, that's just not feasible.
Which part?
Going to another, like, traveling and doing that after high school. Just from a financial standpoint, mm-hmm. from a responsibility standpoint, I think, like, yes, I get what he's saying and I agree with what he's saying. I just don't know if that's feasible for a lot of people. And I don't know if that's just me being closed-minded or if I'm being like a realist.
So here's what I think is that when you go to different countries, the system is set up very differently in other countries than it is ours. It is much more difficult to find a job, I feel like, in our city than it is in cities across the world in a lot of different cases. But you're not talking about giving them the golden egg, In my position, I would have enough money to get him started. All right. You go to Spain, dude. Here is your ticket. And I'm also going to give you your first 4 weeks of rent or whatever. But the rest is up to you. So he has to immerse himself in that culture. Can most people do that? I think what Dan here is saying is that maybe most can't. But when you go and try and you have to survive, not only in your own country, but a different country, it teaches you a whole bunch of different things.
I definitely wish I would have been able to travel when I was younger like I can now, but I couldn't. Like Kristen was saying, I just couldn't do it. But nothing has expanded my mind more than traveling. That's true. And one of the things that always surprises me in my travels now is I do meet a lot of young people who are just out there figuring it out. They didn't know if they was going to have the money or whatever that they was going to need, but they just use whatever resources they have to get out there and to try it. And I think it probably maximizes your potential more than you realize if you do just have the means to do it.
And it really makes you flex that grit muscle. Like, the world economy sucks, man. I just got back from Argentina, and their economy is terrible. So it's not like I would suggest, hey, go to Argentina and find yourself a job. Argentinians can't find themselves jobs. But the idea of going somewhere and really trying to make it and seeing and really being able to live on a day-to-day your own way outside the country, you know what? To me, there's more value in that than taking the first 2 years of school in classes again that you don't even give a crap about.
No, I agree with you. I'm just curious if it's actually feasible.
Hey, Carly, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, so I actually did this after college. I'm very fortunate I didn't have student debt. So, but I took kind of a gap year after graduating and I went to Australia. I didn't know a soul. My parents didn't help me out. I started off au pairing, but there's so many opportunities to just like continue working and living there. I came home because my best friend was getting married. So, but yeah.
And the part of this that I love, the part of this that I love so much is a lot of people take that gap year and their parents are paying for everything. What you're saying is you went there with not a penny and you figured it out yourself.
Well, I save a lot of money, so I really hate spending money. So I had a penny in my bank account, but I came home with nothing.
Okay. You spent it all on the road. All right. Thank you for calling. And you are glad you did it at the end of the day.
100%. Couldn't recommend more.
Okay.
Being an au pair in Australia when you're in your 20s would be so fun.
Mm-hmm. That's my friend Carly. Hi, Carly.
Yeah, oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. Carly went to Ireland and she's going to Greece with me.
Oh, yeah.
World
oh,
traveler
cool.
lady.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, if you're going to do something like this, your first country probably want it to be somewhere where they speak English really well.
That's what I was about to say, is I feel like it would be different if he was coming to you and he had like this fire in his gut to like go and travel the world. But I feel like it's a little bit different if you're like throwing him into a non-English speaking country at 18 and he's never lived on his own. And I don't know. It's not that I think he's set up for failure, but it seems like it's something that you have to really want yourself to make work.
Yeah, he's traveled with me enough to where he's got sort of that in him. I mean, it was his idea to go to Portugal. I said, look, this is your senior year, man. Where are we going to go for your trip? And he's the one that picked Portugal. So he has that. But again, I don't want to force my thing on him. And I would also want to get this cleared with his mom before I even have the discussion with him.
Good luck with that. So let's just talk about it with the radio yeah. at first.
I don't think she's going to be thrilled. Hey, Kat, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. This is back in the 90s. No real cell phones. I had a bag phone my dad put in the car. I drove back home to Miami, drove all the way up to northern New York, out west. I spent 8 weeks traveling the country and knew nothing. I slept in my car. I saw everything and had no regrets to it. I worked through high school, took my money, and told my parents. I said, you know what? I did dual enrollment when I was in high school. I need a break. And they didn't see me for 8 weeks. I found a payphone. I would call collect and be, hey, it's me. I'm good. I'll call you later and hang up.
Wow.
Wow. And again, at the end of the day, you're happy you did it or you wish you would have done it differently?
Nope. And I have one kid left in high school and I have pushed that same thing on the three others that have graduated and they have all done the same and have no regrets either.
That's fantastic. Nice. Thank you. All right. Let me take one more call here and then we'll move on. Good morning, Haley. You think it's a good idea, you know, like after high school, maybe just take the year, go figure it out in another country, but you also have to work while you're there. You know, you just don't make it so incredibly easy.
Yeah, I actually have a way to tell people how they could do that now and have an instant way to have a place to live and have a job. I had two friends that did this, and it's a website, WWOOF, and it's referred to as woofing, and that's where you go to work on an organic farm, and they give you a place to live and sometimes a little bit of a stipend in exchange for, like, curating their grapes on their vineyard. So I had one friend did that. She went with her mom as well, and they did it for a couple months in Italy and picked grapes at a vineyard, and then they had time to go explore. And then I had a different friend with no skills, absolutely none, went to Australia and became a cattle farmer and learned how to ride horses to tend to the cows. And both situations, those people absolutely loved it.
That's fantastic. Wow. What's the name of that website again?
WWOOF.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so it's worth talking about, but like you said, man, I don't want to press my thing on me, and I do got to go through Stacy on this one.
Yeah.
That's important.
This would be something that, but don't you think, like, it's almost, did you even have the option when you graduated from Florida, or was it just a, I mean, when you graduated high school to go to Florida?
For me, I was excited. Like, that's what I wanted to do. My brother was at Florida. I was excited about the opportunity of going to college and joining a sorority and doing all the things. So for me, I did all of my exploring in college, which to me was the right fit because I was still on the right track career-wise, but then had some more flexibility to explore the world and flex that muscle there.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.